Hola, es lunes 29 de abril de 2013 y aquí estamos en la última semana del mes, como siempre, trayendo las noticias más importantes de los últimos días. ¡Empezamos!
El Museo Nacional del Prado ha anunciado el lanzamiento de su guía oficial para iPad, una publicación imprescindible para recorrer, disfrutar y aprender sobre la colección permanente del museo, que se estrena en formato digital, interactivo y multitáctil. La nueva aplicación acompañará e ilustrará a los visitantes del museo en su recorrido y aproximará la colección a todo el público interesado, como estudiantes y amantes de la historia del arte. Clasificada por escuelas y de forma cronológica dentro de cada una de ellas, traza el recorrido a través de 400 obras que retratan la esencia del Museo del Prado, acompañadas de textos redactados por un equipo de especialistas que informan sobre la historia narrada en la obra, la personalidad artística de su autor o su importancia en el conjunto de las colecciones. Las 400 obras esenciales están plasmadas en imágenes, incluyendo en ocasiones imágenes de las traseras de los trípticos y dípticos no visibles en la sala de exposición. La app incluye además 5 recorridos temáticos, sugerencias para preparar la visita e incluso propuestas para acercar el museo a los niños de forma entretenida, a través de temas como los animales o las princesas. Eso sí, a un precio, serán casi 10 euros lo que cueste descargar esta guía desde la tienda de aplicaciones de Apple.
So the new controller truly is a really amazing piece of kit because it has a lot of simple inputs, but when we combine them together, it becomes really, really rich.
We talked with a lot of developers on what they really want and what they think is missing in the DualShock 3. That could be a great feature.
One of PlayStation's greatest assets is all the groups Media Molecule, Naughty Dog, Santa Monica Studios, Sucker Punch, the list goes on and on. And we could actually get their input in terms of what this controller should be and what we should add to make something that's truly evolutionary. Everything's been tuned. The feel of the analog sticks, the sensitivity of both different types of triggers. And in addition to that, there have been all these features added to it without compromising the basic feel of the DualShock.
So for example, the first thing that you notice is the light bar at the front. And this light bar has several functions.
We can track the position of this controller with multiple folks in the room. It's very easy for the PS4 to identify who's who, who's holding which controller.
If the system sees that for some reason we've swapped places or I've passed the controller to someone, it can automatically adjust the ordering of the split screen so that it makes sense to everyone. It seems like a minor thing, but it actually really helps the flow of the game and just helps the intuitiveness of the whole console.
Most important, arguably, is this touchpad on the top of the controller.
Touchpad is multi-touch, and you're able to have touch interactions that are very comfortable to play, so you can use your thumb or you could be flicking things out.
And then you add the fact that there's a speaker on the controller. That adds a lot of dynamic sound when you are in a shooter, for example, and you've got bullets whizzing by you.
Certain events will take place inside the TV and the sound will come out of the speaker, but more personal or intimate events will come out from the controller. The new big feature that we have on this controller is the appearance of the share button. The share button allows you to record any gameplay and create a video or a screenshot and share it instantly.
Whenever they want to share an epic moment, they can just press that button.
Before, you had to make a video, edit the video, upload the video, and now we're going to make this so easy for people to just like press the share button and off it goes. When you combine all of these features together, the controller really comes to life.
Y de momento nos marchamos, no sin antes recordaros que podéis dejar vuestros comentarios en nuestra web www.internautas.tv o en los foros de la Asociación de Internautas. ¡Hasta la semana que viene!